Springtime from Englewood on 2SER. It's about a quarter to 10, and very exciting news, because when it comes to interstellar exploration, we have definitely discovered water on distant planets and moons, but most of it generally lies locked away in ice caps, too cold to sustain present life, too cold to be a liquid. But on Mars, at least, this is probably no longer the case. Astronomers have discovered signs of a current liquid lake up to 20 kilometers across, sitting underneath the planet's south polar ice cap. I'm joined now by Jake Clark, a PhD candidate from the Astrophysics Group at the University of Southern Queensland, to discuss the implications. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Jake.
No worries, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Again, Sam.
Yeah, so we had the Curiosity rover. You know, it was really exciting to see those pictures of the ancient lake beds on Mars, you know, showing evidence of water in the distant past. But what's the big difference between that, you know, ancient water and liquid water now?
So this is liquid water as it is right now. And when this discovery first came about, it all got released at midnight today. People were saying, oh, maybe it might be the Curiosity rovers or maybe one of the landers or rovers there. But it was actually a satellite orbiting around Mars called the Mars Express Orbiter. And it's run by the European Space Agency. And so it has a little instrument on it called MARSIS, which is the Mars Advanced Radar for Subsurface and Ionosphere Sounding. So essentially, basically what it does is it's a real fancy radar. So it's at very specific frequencies that can penetrate through solids, and it'll actually bounce off of liquids. And so researchers got very, very excited and have now published this research to suggest, hey, it has bounced off some liquid water. And this is what we discovered, which is probably the biggest discovery of 2018.
Now, before we go too deep into that, Mars is pretty cold. It's well below zero on the surface, or, you know, it's like negative 10 degrees Celsius at least. How can you even have liquid water at these kind of low temperatures?
Great question, Sam. And so there could be no liquid water on the actual surface of Mars, and that's because the pressure is very low on the surface. And the temperature, as you just mentioned, is quite low as well. So water can only stay as a gas, as water vapor, or as ice on the surface of Mars. And there can be no state in which it can be liquid on the surface. However, what has kept this water to be liquid is two key things. So there's a massive ice sheet on top of it. So it's a bit like some of the underground lakes that we've discovered in Antarctica. So there's a huge ice sheet on top of that. And also from what the scientists have also discovered, it might be very salty. And so salt can help lower the freezing temperature of water. So regardless, very, very exciting that we've discovered liquid water on Mars.
So probably not a place to stop off for a quick drink break while you're exploring Mars.
No, probably not. But what's really fascinating about it, Sam, is that if microbial life forms have been living in this lake for millions, if not billions of years, they would have easily adapted to these conditions. And what's really awesome is that we have a lake very similar under Antarctica called Lake Willems, which back in 2013, scientists drilled down 800 meters below the West Antarctic sheet. And what they discovered were microbial life forms swimming and thriving under these conditions.
So, I mean, you know, kind of in the grander scheme of, you know, the search for life on Mars, obviously we don't want to get too excited about, you know, some, you know, water under an ice sheet, you know, it could be anything. But what does this, like, kind of offer in terms of our avenues of exploration?
I guess there's just, we've got Mars, sorry, just got heaps of students coming in now. We've got Mars now being a key important factor of whether life could now exist on it. We've got Europa, we've got Enceladus, which are all big players now. But I think NASA, the European Space Agency, and the rest of the big players will now think of having Martian rovers and landers now on the polar ice cap.
Well, because Curiosity is quite far away from that, so it's not going to be, you know, heading down to the ice cap.
No. Definitely, yeah. You're going to need a new mission entirely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's kind of just like it kind of, you know, promises something for future looks.
Yes, Definitely. So we've got the Martian 2020 lander that's going to land hopefully on in the year 2020. And
ideally, otherwise they're going to have to change its name.
Well, yeah, they're going to have to change its name in maybe 2025 or something crazy like that.
Mars 20XX.
Yeah.
So Jake, you know, Mars has been under scrutiny. It's probably like one of the most studied planets, like ever of anything by humans. You know, it's been fascinated, you know, by people forever. We've been studying it for a long time. Why did it take till now to discover this kind of evidence for the body of water? Is it just the technique that was involved?
Yeah, just the technique and the technologies that are involved. I mean, it takes a long time to actually plan missions to bodies like Mars. I mean, that satellite would have been planned, say, in the 90s, if not the early 2000s, and then got over to Mars in 2003. So it would have been planned in the early 90s to then have all the tech ready to go in 2003, and now we're only getting this data 15 years later.
Which in universal terms is basically, you know, it's same day, right? So,
sorry, Sam?
It's in the universal terms, you know, the next day, basically, right? So, we just arrived. It's nothing at all. You know, took billions of years to get here, and we're probing in a matter of years. So, you know, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And Jake, also, in terms of things that we studied for a long time but continue to surprise us, you know, just think you would have known all about it. We had Jupiter also get another set of moons, bringing it up to 79 moons, which is frankly a little ridiculous. Where did all these little moons come from? How do we keep finding this stuff around Jupiter?
Very great question. So they use one of the largest telescopes in the world called the Very Large Telescope down in Chile to discover these Jovian moons. And so the count of moons that are now around Jupiter has now escalated up to 79. And so they just stared at Jupiter for quite some time and discovered that there's these little blips of light orbiting around Jupiter that we have never discovered before. Yeah. And what's really awesome is that there's one little moon that's actually orbiting around the wrong way, and unfortunately it's on a one-way collision to probably another moon, and unfortunately won't be around, I mean, in astronomical terms for around for much longer, but probably for, you know, hundreds, thousands, if not millions of years.
Well, that's very exciting. Who knows what we'll find, you know, staring at the celestial bodies even longer. Study of astrophysics, very exciting. Thank you so much for joining us this
morning. No worries, Sam. And actually Mars will be in opposition tomorrow night as well, which is also exciting.
Yeah, lots of cool stuff going on in the world of astronomy always. Continues to surprise us, stuff in our own solar system next door. Thanks very much for joining us and have a great day.
You too, Sam. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. That was Jake Clark, a PhD candidate from the Astrophysics Group at the University of Southern Queensland, discussing the implications of a very exciting discovery of liquid water underneath the South Polar Ice Cap of Mars. Really cool, and I'm sure we'll be hearing more about that in the days to come. For now, though, this is Love Me My Meal by Ryan Downey and 2SER on The Daily.